Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now to get into that and more. And Ray is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, Adam.
Ray, your thoughts on what the Steelers didn't do at the deadline?
Yeah, Adam, I mean, when you look at the way this offense is structured, and I wish I had the exact number for you, but Aaron Rodgers just spreads the ball around so much. I don't know that there was a big need to go out and get another receiver. I think they've, through eight games, I think they've had four different receivers lead them in receiving yards each game. I know Freiermuth did it against the Bengals. I know DK did it. I know Jalen did it. And I think there's one other person who did that as well. So, it's not uncommon for Aaron to spread the ball around to 6-8 players. They've proven that they can win in this manner. They've proven that they can be a good offense in this manner. I just don't think Omar Khan felt the need to go out to add another body just for the sake of adding another body. Now, listen, DK Metcalf can get injured this week, and it'll be a different discussion next week. But
right.
If everyone stays healthy, I don't have a big issue with Omar standing pat yesterday.
Just playing devil's advocate, Ray, if they had, let's say, Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed, would you need to spread the ball around as much?
I just think that's the way the offense is structured. I think that's the way Arthur Smith likes to do things. I think that's the way Aaron Rodgers likes to do things. And I don't think, let me go on record. I don't think like Jacoby Myers would have been a bad addition. I think he might have come in here and been okay, but whose spot would he have taken? Roman Wilson, right? I mean, do you really want to stunt the growth of a guy like Roman Wilson because you're adding a guy like Jacoby Myers? They like Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin led them in receiving last week. They like him as a number two. So, I just don't think the Steelers felt a strong need to go out and address that position.
Do you think they checked around?
They did. I know they did, and I just think the asking price was maybe a little bit too high, and we all know the reasons for that. They want to have those draft picks at their disposal in the spring in case they want to draft a quarterback. And listen, even if they don't draft a quarterback, Adam, this is a team that has to start getting younger at some point. I know they're young on offense, but there's a lot of age on that defense, and they're going to need those draft picks one way or the other. On the defensive line, in the secondary, they're going to have to replenish those some of those positions at some point, and it's always a nice thing to be able to do that with draft picks where you could draft and develop players.
That being said, there's no chance in hell they have 12 rookies on the team next year, Ray. Like, they're not going to make all those draft picks.
I don't think so, no. But I do think they want to have those just in case they want to move up in the draft and get their quarterback. And I know it's a down year right now for some of those quarterbacks. I shouldn't say a down year. It's not the year we were expecting for those quarterbacks, but that doesn't mean that Omar and Andy and his scouts aren't out there, and maybe they feel like there's a guy who's just in the wrong college system, but he has all the intangibles and all the talent you need to be a good NFL quarterback. And I think that's important to note, because the college game is really a different game right now than the NFL game. And it's really on the scouts and the personnel guys like Andy to figure that out. So even though you might not be seeing it on the field with some of these guys, I'm telling you, some of these guys have the skill set. They have the intangibles to be NFL quarterbacks. And hey, you might even be able to get a guy like that late first round, early second round. They did it in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Who says it can't happen with the Steelers or another team this go around?
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin was sort of dismissive yesterday about Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Ray, and maybe I should just drop the sort of. Do you think he was lying through his teeth, or do you think he really just views MVS as a practice squad guy?
Well, I've been around Mike long enough to know, and I've probably been guilty of this in the past. I've asked about a practice squad player, and that was the exact same response that I got. So, listen, most of the time, you know, Mike is right. These guys are just practice squad players. I'm a little bit intrigued by this. And I just think because of that history with Aaron Rodgers, they have a track record. They're going to be able to get on the same page quick. I think once they onboard him and they figure out, okay, he's healthy. Okay, good. Check. He learns the offense. Check. Then you're going to be able to sign him to the 53 and maybe get him involved in the offense. I don't know if it's going to be before Thanksgiving. Maybe it's after Thanksgiving. But at some point in the future, and we saw it on Sunday, it was a good game for the offense because they punched in some of those opportunities in the red zone. But overall, it was missing something. And I think there's a chance down the road that MVS could be that guy who gives them a little bit of a boost later in the season.
Last year, Mike Williams, 9 catches, 132 yards, 1 touchdown. It's early, Ray, obviously. Yeah. Do you think that MVS, by the end of the year, has more than 9 catches for 132 yards and 1 touchdown?
Man, that'll depend on, listen, if he's just signed for the last 4 games, probably not. But let's say he's in the lineup for that Bears game in a couple of weeks. So he doesn't dress for the next 2 games. I think in that scenario, yeah, with Aaron being the quarterback, yeah, I think he would be able to surpass those totals if he gets in the lineup, say, by November 23rd.
Ray Fittipaldo with us. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, was there any other need that the Steelers should have addressed yesterday that they did not? Anywhere that you look on this roster and go, oh, boy, they could have used the help?
Yeah, I mean, you still look at safety just because they're a little bit banged up there. I think the hope is Jarrell Peppers can come back from that soft tissue injury, and he's a good depth piece. Chuck Clark as well, who had the illness. So you're probably okay there if those guys come back. A lot of people aren't talking about the Daniel Equale injury, but they're a little bit thin now at nose guard. So, you know, Keanu Benton's going to have to stay healthy. If there's an injury there, you're going to have to move Y.A. Black to nose, and they've just been so hesitant to do that. But Y.A. would have to learn on the job if that's the case. And I know we've kind of been down on him throughout the year, but Keanu Benton, Adam, another strong game against the Colts. He's coming on. If he could be really good inside, that's going to make a big difference for the defense.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Do you think they have any interest in Asante Samuel Jr.?
I don't know. You know, he's been out for so long that sometimes teams struggle with that because there's not a lot of knowledge about like what he's been doing and where he's been. So to me, that wasn't on their radar. I'm not saying they weren't involved in that, but I didn't get the sense just checking around that he was one of the guys they were poking around about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Right, Mike Tomlin said yesterday that at least for this week, Jalen Ramsey is going to stick at free safety. I know it was one game where he played, 86% of the snaps at that position, but he looks violent at that position.
Yep.
He made a bunch of solo tackles out there. I don't think he's quite the man-to-man guy that maybe they thought they were acquiring, but in that one-game sample, and this is high praise, I think he can have a Rod Charles Woodson kind of late career surge at that position. Do you think that he'll remain there for the remainder of the season?
I mean, listen, the way they played against the Colts, they ought to just lean into that as long as it's good. And it was really good against the Colts for, three and a half quarters there. And I agree with you. There's a lot of guys who make that transition later in their careers. I think Jalen is now 31 going on 32. So he's about at that stage where that's going to happen. And, it kind of happened by accident because of the injuries, but I think it's going to work out not only for Jalen, but I really like what I saw from that defense, Adam. I was in the locker room after the game talking to Peyton Wilson and some of the other linebackers, and they were just like, we played simple. We played basic because of the injuries, but we played fast, and they knew what they were doing. They were getting lined up. There were no communication issues. You didn't see many fire drills out there aside from the one early in the game where they were running guys on and off the field. It was basic. It was simple, but it was effective. And I think, like I said, I think they should lean into that going forward. If it's not broke, don't try to fix it.
I'm with you 100%. Ray, what do you think about this Chargers game coming up? I know the Chargers like to run the football. Steelers last two weeks have done a much better job in stopping the run, but their tackles are out. I know they got Trevor Penning yesterday, but I thought the Colts matchup was going to be a nightmare matchup for the Steelers defense. I actually think the Chargers matchup is a good one for Pittsburgh. How do you view it?
Yeah, I don't know if Penning's going to be able to play with just a couple of games or practices under his belt, so that'll be interesting. They're going to have to simplify things one way or the other there. I'm with you. I think the Chargers or a top five running team. I think they're top 10 total offense, but they don't score a bunch. I think they're middle of the pack in scoring. So if the Steelers can turn them over a couple times, if they could be good in the red zone, they're going to have a chance to win that football game. And I just hope it's as entertaining as the last time I was out there, 41-37. Adam, the Steelers scored 27 points in the fourth quarter of that football game, and they still lost. Our old friend Mike Williams got the game-winning touchdown with about 2 minutes to go. So that was an entertaining game. I'm just hoping for another one like that this Sunday night.
Ray, I lied. There is one more question. This a week-to-week league. It's a month-to-month league. The Steelers are sitting here at 5-3, first place in the AFC North. So this prediction is subject to change. But what do you think this team's ceiling is?
10-7. I think. And hey, listen, at this point, Adam, that might be good enough to get the four seed. Maybe the Ravens stumble a little bit down the stretch. Maybe they go 10-7 and for whatever reason you win the tiebreaker. And maybe that's just the one break the Steelers need. Get a home playoff game. Maybe you get that elusive playoff win. Maybe that's the way to do it. It's not going to look a whole lot different from some of their other recent seasons, record wise, but maybe that's going to be what it takes for them to finally get it over the hump and winning the playoffs.
Yeah, a home playoff game and a quarterback that is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, that could be the difference. Ray, we appreciate the time as always, man. Very informative and wonderful. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam. See you next week.
See you, buddy. I don't know why I formed into Joe Starkey there at the end of the interview. He's a wonderful man there, Harry. A wonderful man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.